Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting 7th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting 8th. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vozmak moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Vozmak. Hodapp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Berry and Hodapp is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Webb reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. McFadden reaches second base with a double. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFadden moves to third. Rein moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. McFadden scores. Rein moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Webb is walked intentionally. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hoedap applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague bunts towards third. Miller picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Sewell moves to third. Montague moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McFadden hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoedap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Harder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rothrock scores. Webb moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Miller moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry is walked intentionally. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McFadden bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Ed Montague. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Pete Appleton now pitching. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhein strikes out. 1 out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.